And we welcome you to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, another edition of Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. They are dismantling the stands as open practices are over for Training Camp 2017. Hello again, everyone. I'm Bob Papa. So glad you can join us. Coming up in the half hour, Giants Life. You don't want to miss that with Romeo Okwara and Paul Perkins. We'll hear from Giants defensive end Kerry Wynn. I'd like to introduce my co-host for the next 30 minutes, former Giants punter and Super Bowl champion Jeff Fiegels. And Jeff, in the pads earlier in the week, preseason game coming up on Monday night. Lots to get accomplished for this football team.
Well, they're going to have three games in 11 days. So, you know, a lot to get accomplished. A lot of guys going to have some roster moves here soon. But the fact is that any of these guys that are called upon to play in these next three games, it's all about training camp being over, practice is over. Now it's time for to show up for these games and see who's going to make this roster. Going to be some tough decisions ahead for Coach McAdoo and this organization.
One of the things that the Giants have to get going is a run game. And they're trying to find that right recipe with the offensive line, the tight ends, and the running backs. We're going to talk some running backs here on the program. And it's time to kick off the Giants Insider as Madelyn Burke had a chance to catch up with one guy that's bidding for the starting job, Orleans Darkwa.
Your familiarity with this offense has to be a benefit in training camp, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, being with this team for so long and Coach Mack's system, it's definitely been a blessing to kind of understand the words, the code words, so we can move fast as a player and as an offense.
Now, in the spring, McAdoo named Paul Perkins the starting running back, but you got some good run in during that first preseason game as well. What's the competition like in that running backs group?
Oh, it's intense. It's always intense. We're pushing each other as a group. I've said that, you know, everybody in that room has that mentality. They want to be the top guy. And, we can't get complacent, and Paul certainly hasn't as well. So we're all pushing each other as a group. And, you know, at the same time, we're the best of friends. And so it's definitely been an intense camp, and, you know, we're not done yet.
Now, one thing, too, that this offense has added a little bit this season, getting back to that, is the fullback position. What is it like running behind a fullback for you?
Oh, it's fun. You know, those guys, Shane and Jacob, they've done an amazing job at their position, and they've been cleaning guys out, which we love, you know. So to have them there has been pretty fun, and, you know, hopefully they continue to do what they've been doing.
I mean, this team has said prioritizing the run game, getting that going this season is a thing. You like hearing that?
Oh, you got to love it as a running back. And hey, we've done a lot of good things in camp, and we're just hoping to improve on that.
Orleans Darkwa broke into the NFL as an undrafted free agent with Miami. Giants brought him in. Very valuable player on special teams, but he wants more. What do you see in his game as far as improvement?
Well, I think that, you know, one thing about Orleans Darkwa that kept him on the team last year, as you mentioned, Bob, is his special teams play. So that's got to be an advantage for him coming into the season. The other thing is that the experience. He needs to play on that experience about playing for 10 games last year. Got hurt at the end of the year. But, you know, the fact is that he's able to come back and he's healthy now. So that's going to help him. You know, down the line, he wants to be the starter. Every one of the players want to be a starter in this league. Got a good competition going in.
Let's talk about that competition. We'll start things off with Paul Perkins, a Giants draft pick from 2016 in 112 attempts last year, 456 yards rushing, and he is the starter on paper, but he's got to continue to earn it.
Well, I think Coach McAdoo has said to everybody that, listen, you know, coming into the season, maybe he wanted to put a little pressure on Paul Perkins to see how he would react in going into these games. I think you're going to see a lot more carries out of Paul Perkins in these next three preseason games. One thing he's got to do is that, you know, he has to use the tools from last year. He was averaging 4.1 yards a carry. He got some good game coverage last year, so that's going to help him with this competition.
Another area that's going to help the New York Giants is getting Shane Vereen back. 2 years ago, he was a force in the pass game. A lot of injuries last year, Jeff, and the Giants need him to get back to that form that they saw 2 years ago.
Well, you know, we know Shane Vereen as being a pass-catching specialist, a guy that can go out there and make plays on second and third down. One thing a lot of people don't understand about Shane Vereen is a good blocker, too, but he can run the football, he can catch the football. The Giants are going to try to ease him back into the mix here after having two injuries last season. Want to kind of just build him back into the program, and he's definitely good on third down.
Yeah, and the Giants are going to need him to be a productive player for them. The Giants also in the draft drafted Wayne Gallman out of Clemson, and he's a guy that runs physically, and Ben McAdoo pointed that out.
Well, he's physical, and more importantly, he's physical around the goal line. You look at him from Clemson, he has a knack for that goal line. You kind of look at Wayne Gallman as a guy who's going to just kind of come into this season playing a lot of special teams. Coach Quinn doesn't know exactly where he's going to play, but the fact is this guy can find the goal line. He can catch the ball out of the backfield, and he's going to give another option for this running back crew on third down and second down.
And the video we just showed you of Wayne Gallman wearing number 30, that's the last time you'll ever see it. He switched his number to 22. So he's got a number switch and looking to be productive for this football team. One other running back to talk about is Khalid Abdullah, who was a very productive player in college.
Well, this guy's got it's a long shot. There's a log jam at this running back position. But, you know, all you ask for is a chance in the National Football League. This kid went into the rookie minicamp and was able to be invited back out for the training camp 90-man roster. And listen, if you're a young guy and you're down on that depth chart, it's going to be imperative that you learn your special teams first. That's where he's going to have to make his mark to make this field, this game.
So when you look at this group in totality, obviously there's some unproven areas with Perkins, Gallman, and Abdullah. Darkwa has to be more than just a special teams player in Vereen. Is it enough to build the running attack that they want?
I think it is. One thing I think that the Giants may want to do here is to look at each one of them have a little different skill set. So I think that you can, rather than have a guy in there that's running one time for 25 or 30 carries, use them all in the mix. I think that's what Coach McAdoo is planning on doing. Wayne Gallman's a young guy. You have to kind of bring him along. But I think you'll see a lot of action and in many places out of this running back crew.
We're just getting started here on the program. Giants Life featuring Paul Perkins and Romeo Okwuor a little bit later on in the program. But when we come back, we're going to hear from Giants defensive end Kerry Wynn as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Fields are quiet on this Wednesday at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Day off for the New York Football Giants as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live. Well, when you say Damon Snacks Harrison and especially Olivier Vernon and Jason Pierre-Paul, you know the Giants are stocked on the defensive front, especially at edge pass rushers. There's a lot of competition. On this Giants Insider, Madeline Burke had a chance to catch up with Kerry Wynn.
Coach Ben McAdoo calls you a smart player. What is it about yourself that gives him that assessment?
I think it helps personally that I've been in the defense for going on my third year with Spags. But I just try to take it upon myself to make sure I know every position on the D-line.
You mentioned your third year with this defense. How much does your familiarity with Spags and this system help you at this point in training camp?
It slows down. I feel like, I'm out there and I'm moving faster. I see things faster than I did the last 2 years, and it's just helped me out a lot, helped me play faster.
Now, your versatility has been a big key for you in your role on this team. What do you attribute that to?
Just being willing to do whatever's needed for the team. In the offseason, I make sure I'm in good shape, so if I'm needed to run down on kickoff or whatever it may be, that I'm ready and prepared to do that.
Now, versatility, I understand, doesn't limit to the football field. You were a high school basketball player with dreams of playing for Duke and Coach K. Is that right?
A little something. Absolutely, absolutely. I'm a huge, huge Duke fan. So if Coach K sees this, then maybe he can get me to the Duke-UNC game.
Uh-oh. We'll see if we can get that out. But then your basketball skills got to translate a little bit too, right?
I'm not out there shooting. I just want to go to the game. I want to be front row in the game. Not front row, Cameron Indoor. I want to be there. I want to experience it.
Kerry Wynn has really done a good job. Given limited chances to make the team as a rookie, he did, and he has made plays. He's got to take his game to yet another level because there's a lot of competition at the defensive end.
Well, you know what? All these guys have to take their game to another level every single training camp. But, one thing about Kerry Wynn, you heard Madeline talk about it, is his versatility, his relentlessness to get better. And the thing about him is he's unselfish. He's the kind of player you want in your locker room. He'll do anything that you want him to do, run down on kickoffs and this and that. But the fact is that a lot of depth on this team, Bob. He's going to have to step it up, but I think that he'll be able to make the team and really bring a good rotational player in for that defensive line.
One of those guys is Romeo Okwuor, who made it as an undrafted free agent last year out of Notre Dame. 25 tackles, a sack. showed a lot of versatility.
Yeah, you got to see a lot of him last year, towards the end of the year, because of the injuries to Olivia Vernon and JPP. This is a guy who, you know, he played four games, ended up having some sacks. Listen, one big upside of him is the rotation of those defensive linemen. He's going to be able to come off the bench, give JPP and Ovi a little bit of a break. And listen, I think he's a little bit ahead of Kerry Wynn at this point on the depth chart, in my opinion, so we'll see what happens.
Another player that the Giants are hoping for big things from is a draft pick, Avery Moss, and he brings a lot of unique skill sets to the table.
Well, a young guy, you know, and young guys have to learn how to play special teams, Bob. You know that. We keep talking about that, but it's so important for these younger guys to understand that, yeah, they're going to come into this league as a defensive lineman. That's what they're going to try to make the team as, but they're going to have to play special teams. He's got a lot of work on special teams this last preseason game, but listen, he's a guy that's going to be able to help the defensive line in rotations and does a good job against the run.
All right, next up to take a look at is Owe Adigizua, who really hasn't gotten it going yet.
Well, you know, the guy, he misses the whole offseason, and he came back into minicamp, which was required for him to be here. He's a little bit behind in the offseason and some of the defensive stuff that they're doing. So, you know, he's got an uphill climb, not to say that he can't do it, but the fact is that he's a little bit behind the other guys, and he's got an uphill battle.
And then the Giants made a smart signing in free agency. They brought in Devin Taylor, and he has stood out not only in the practices but in the game.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, he's a veteran. He's come from Detroit, where he's very successful there. Had 4.5 sacks last year. And listen, he's going to bring some veteran leadership to that position. Had a great interception in the Pittsburgh game last week. And listen, he's a veteran. He's going to go out there. He's going to prepare like he has to, and he's going to try to make this team.
And he's 6'7",
oh, my goodness.
And he's got arms that go on and on.
Reminds me a little bit of Kiwanuka.
Yeah, so he could be a big weapon for the New York Giants. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. Giants life, you don't want to miss it here on Giants Training Camp Live.
Bay Rodeo Life.
Always you know.
Featuring JPP. I just brought him to you, brought the camera to you.
You can't buy the ball out today. You know, he might make a couple mistakes, but most importantly, go out there and play hard.
Welcome back to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center as it is Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Network. So we love to follow a couple of Giants every summer. This year it's Paul Perkins and Romeo Okwara in Giants life.
It's game day.
If anyone knows the importance of the preseason, it's Romeo Okwara. This time last year, the undrafted rookie out of Notre Dame took full advantage of his opportunities as he recorded a sack in each of the last three games en route to earning a roster spot. This year, he's looking to make a similar statement.
So it was game day, first preseason game of the year, playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're a big physical team, so it's going to be a challenge for us. And we're excited for that as a defense. That's the type of team we pride ourselves on, being a big, tough physical team. So it's going to be a good challenge. I got my playlist on, just listening to music with my man Fela Kuti. He's a Nigerian artist. This is some J. Cole, and then I get a little more hardcore from there. Got the stadium right here, so my mindset is all in the game fully. So now I'm just ready to beat the team. Oh, I'm just bringing them to you. I just give him a ride.
Notre Dame, man. Notre Dame legend right there, man.
A day of Romeo life.
A day of Romeo life.
What we doing over here?
Featuring JPP. I just brought him to you, brought the camera to you.
He's on camp, brought the ball out today. You know, he might make a couple mistakes, but most importantly, go out there and play hard.
Uh-huh.
Run out there, tackle them, and have fun. Uh-huh. Everything else will work out for itself.
There go, Romeo.
Hey. Savages. We come out here, we make plays. That's what we do.
Yeah,
we playmakers. Yeah. Playmakers on three. 1, 2, 3.
Playmakers.
Like Okwara, expectations have also changed for Paul Perkins heading into 2017. Penciled in to be the starting running back, the preseason opener is his first chance to prove he deserves that role. Something that can be accomplished by simply applying the sage advice from the veteran of the group.
Yo, on the move.
Listen, our opportunities are numbered. Opportunities are numbered. Enjoy it. Have fun. Play loose. Don't think. Let's just play football. It's the same game we've been playing our whole lives. Let's go out there and have fun together, all right? RB's on me. RB's on three. 1, 2, 3.
RB.
Perkins, the tailback.
Perkins will get the first carry. Nice hole off the right side, and he takes it out to the 48-yard line. Gain of 7.
They got good blocking up front. That's something they needed to see right away, too. Got a nice seam there. Good vision by Perkins. They had a hat on a hat.
Perkins' day starts off strong as he finds an early hole in the Steelers' defense, one of 2 carries on the opening drive. He later showcases his versatility in a short yardage situation by coming through on 4th-and-1 in the red zone to continue the drive and help the Giants post the first 3 points of the game. For Okwara, his experience in the trenches is a bit more challenging. When you're a young player, nothing can duplicate game experience, as preseason action is the perfect opportunity to learn and reflect. For Okwara, leaning on veterans like Jason Pierre-Paul is extremely valuable, something Perkins can relate to when he talks shop with Eli Manning.
You're safe. If I throw him that back hip, there's a reason I'm throwing that back here. I'm stopping you. I'm saving the hit. There's 2. It's soft enough, but I'm not going to lead you there and have that guy come and take your knees. So it'd probably be a back hip. There's a reason I'm throwing that back hip. Stop, turn back in.
That's it from MetLife Stadium. The Pittsburgh Steelers defeat the Giants 20-12.
Just finished up our first preseason game at MetLife going against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I thought we did a very good job today. A lot of things we can improve on, but a lot of things that we did very well. So I'm looking forward to getting into the lab and coming out to practice on Sunday.
And to see all the episodes of Giants Life, simply go to Giants.com or check it out on the Giants mobile app. We're going to take a timeout on the program. When we come back, Jeff Siegels takes a look at the Giants kicking competition as well as the punting game as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
We welcome you back to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, another edition of Giants Training Camp Live. Giants taking on the Cleveland Browns on Monday night in Cleveland, nationally televised game. And Jeff, the Giants have a kicking competition going on with Aldrick Rosas and the veteran Mike Nugent. What kind of pressure does that put on the kickers?
Well, I think it puts a lot of pressure on each one of them because there's only one that's going to make the team. We're not talking about a defensive lineman. There's going to be 5 or 6. So I think the most important thing here for Aldrick is to be consistent. And, you know, a kicking position, it's all about being consistent. The one thing that's going against him is he doesn't have a lot of experience. But you look at the Steeler game, they wanted to get an opportunity in this game to get him a long field goal. He gets a short one to start out the game. And then as the game goes along, it just sets itself up for a 52-yarder. I think this was a heck of a kick by Aldrick. And I will tell you that his leg strength can definitely make more 52-yarders. And it's going to be good for the Giants to be able in scoring positions this year, getting inside that 50-yard line, knowing that they have a strong-legged kicker and a guy that Aldrick Rosas can be the guy to make those long field goals.
All right, I don't know what I'm looking at, but it almost looked like he made that 52-yard field goal like falling away.
Yeah. He has one of the strongest legs that I've ever seen. And the thing about him, he has to understand how to control that leg. You know, on a short field goal, he doesn't have to try to kick it out of the stadium. Just want to make sure he kind of gets there and kicks it through and just gets you those 3 points. But listen, you got a 33-yard extra point nowadays, so you got to be a little bit careful there, too.
Mike Nugent, who the Giants signed a couple of weeks ago, he's a veteran. I mean, he's been around for a long time. See what he did in 2016 with the Cincinnati Bengals. He was steady in the preseason game as well.
Yeah, he comes. You know, he has a lot of experience. I mean, you're looking at that graphic. He missed 6 extra points last year. That's a little bit, frightening when you're talking about how close these games are. And listen, Mike is a veteran. He's going to be able to mentor a little bit. I know that he probably not want to hear me say this, but mentor Aldrick a little bit as far as going to how to be a pro in this league. But listen, you know, the leg strength, when you compare the two between Aldrick Rosas and Mike Nugent, there is no comparison. But it's going to come down to being consistent, like you said at the beginning.
And in a perfect world, both guys excel throughout the preseason and training camp, and one of them was going to have some good film on tape, whether it's people wondering if Nugent still has it and he shows it, gets a job somewhere else, or vice versa for Rosas. No punting competition. It's Brad Wing's job. What does he need to work on to take his game to another level?
Well, I think, you know, I got to talk to Brad a little bit today, actually, and I was asking him, you know, that same question, Bob, and he wants to be more consistent. He wants to be able to really work the returners to his advantage, kick the ball outside the numbers, and be more consistent. I think that Brad has got a tremendous, tremendous upside, a great leg, and he's a worker. The guy loves football, even though he's a punter. He likes to be out there and work his butt off, and that's only good things can happen when you're out there competing against yourself, which is tough. But I tell you, the guy's got a good head on his shoulders, and he's a good one.
Yeah, and he also has or comes up with kind of unique different punting styles to kind of throw off the return guy. So the Giants seem to be in pretty good condition when it comes to the kicking and the punting game with that next preseason game coming up on Monday night in Cleveland. Just quickly, what do you want to see out of this team Monday?
I want to see them run the football. I want to see them defensively get a couple more sacks and on special teams play consistent.
All right, there you go. We are out of time. We're back tomorrow night here on the MSG Networks at 6 p.m. for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live.